I tell people there's a lot of times in my life that I fell in love, but I definitely fell in love with skating. I mean, it defined me. Looking at the side of a skateboard and the plywood with the trucks and bullet wheels, the way the bearings rotated, I just knew. I just was like, this is it. Kids in school would say, if you had to throw one thing off a bridge, would it be a girlfriend or would it be a skateboard? And I'd be like, she'd be swimming. As a schoolboy, I got into a lot of fights. I didn't have a clue what life was about, especially growing up in Liverpool. I mean, it's a rough place. You get into a lot of fights. You deal with everything with your fist. You'll never walk alone. That's the famous song from there. It's a football song. You will never walk alone. But I guess at 13, at 15, I did feel like I walked alone. I did feel like I was separate from anyone. I just existed. And then skating just woke that up inside of me. That became the idol for me. And within 2 or 3 years, I was riding for, you know, getting flow product, at least from some of the biggest sponsors in the world at the time. I visited New Jersey, and I mean, the bagels and the smell of the candy store, just Caramellos and the Slurpees and the different accents and the freeway sign. I just fell in love. And then coming across to California to ride sidewalks that were smooth and to grind curbs that were painted red and for the cops not to care back then. And especially to be riding for Tony Hawk's company. I just was thinking, is this it? Is this who I am? Am I, yeah, I'm the skater, but am I now this person that's fulfilling this dream? Am I going to matter? Is it going to be relevant? The lifestyle of a pro for me at the time, it was daily skating, barbecue after party, after jacuzzi, after video premiere, running around, rolling, being on tour. You know, you're not drinking everyone, people are starting to get messed up on this and on that. The chaos in my life, it came, for me, it always went back to fighting, beginning to get into some of the chaos that was later set a path for me. I fell in love at 13 with skateboarding. And then at 19, I fell in love with my wife. So I figured, you know what? Here's a girl. We're falling in love. We'd been together about 4 months. Why wouldn't we just jump in a car right now, drive off to Vegas, and get married at the first little chapel that we see? And that's what we did. Life's perfect. Hey, we're driving out to Vegas 6 hours away. There's the little white chapel right there. And though it wasn't Elvis that married us, there was a man who shared, and he spoke out of Corinthians, and he told us about love, and we were in love. But did we really know love? Then you get pregnant. Then hormones start changing. And then the focus of Brian from Tracy becomes she's pregnant. And then the focus of Brian is, where's my attention? And so before long, there you are. And you're questioning it. And you're beginning to say stupid things to one another. She has the baby. Her hormones go back to normal. There's Brian adjusting as the dad. And now she wants the attention. Very selfish. You're beginning to say wicked things to one another, mean things to one another, things that you don't even believe because you're so stupid. I keep going back to, everything's about you. We didn't feel a connection. We were jealous. Maybe you're not the one. Within a year and a half having our son, we're fighting like crazy. Well, maybe we should get divorced. Fine, I'll get divorced. You're pushing yourself into a corner. I'm punching holes through walls, holes through windows, shouting and spitting and saying foul words to this woman that I love. Why aren't I happy? There's money in the bank, there's cars, why aren't I satisfied? There's houses, there's things going on. Does it satisfy me? No, I'd had enough fun, and it wasn't fun anymore. Now I'm going to downtown, and people getting in my face, and that's when I began to get into more fights. That's when I got in trouble with the police. I don't care if I live, I'm getting suicidal. There I am, arrested, messing with my probation. And then I have community service, and I'm going through the list. I'm looking all these lists. Community service, boom, 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 boom. Christian thrift store. Christian thrift store? If I can go to a thrift store and get these cool little polo shirts or these plaid tops, and they're Christians, but those crazy people that pray to a God they don't see, and they want your money, and some of those priests even mess with kids, like, man, I'm going there anyway. This is going to be interesting. The first day I walk in, I saw The Light by Hank Williams is playing. I'm hearing worship. I walk over to the bookshelf, and the first book I pick up is The Case for Christ. I go to the guy at the front, hey, can I read this book? And I remember just saying, you know what, God, whoever you are, I'm going to prove that you're not real. And in that Christian thrift store, it's funny as it sounds, you would get extra credit by going to church on a Wednesday and cooking fries for all the people and helping out. So there's Brian who's going into the church, hearing the messages, hearing sermons on tithing and thinking, really? Reading the Bible, beginning to see that this God in the Bible wants to have a relationship with me, that there's some kind of answer being formed here. I realized that as I was trying to prove God wasn't real, through his scripture, he was speaking to me. I wanted it to be filled. I wanted to meet. I wanted to know, is this Jesus alive? Is he who I can't see going to change my life? Is he really who he says he is? Through reading the scripture, through getting to know what the Bible says, I realized this. I realized that the world changed when a man called Jesus Christ lived. Now I'm beginning to see that you do have a plan and a will for my life, and you do want me to be married to this woman, and you do have the answer to everything. And through that process, I got to a place where I said, but God, I've never met you, and I won't follow something that's fake. I need to meet you. And I cried out and said, forgive me of my sin. Jesus, I believe in your name. I prayed the sinner's prayer, but I've never met you, and I need you. And as I cried out to God that night, I felt in an instant the craziest thing I can ever say in life. I felt the presence of God enter that room in one instant. It was like sitting here right now, the lights go on. That was it. I can't believe this is real. Beginning to cry. I can't believe this is real. I can't believe people don't know this is real. Instantly, I've got to tell people. I've got to share. And I began to pray and cry out to God. And this was worship. Jesus Christ showed up that night and changed my life. It's transformed everything about me. And today, I'm remarried to that woman. My son's 9. My baby girl is 2.5. And she's at home today, pregnant with my 3rd child. It isn't the same. There's nothing that has me. I go around the world sharing the gospel. There is an angry Brian. I love on people. Or suicidal Brian. Or divorced Brian. I'm a deacon at the church. I go places preaching because Jesus Christ made himself known to me that night. And he forgave my sin. Am I still angry? That is a crazy question. I'm not angry. I am by no means the same person. Put it in perspective, I'm really second, and Christ is first. His love is first, his blood is first, and now for me, I'm second, and I enjoy it. That's who I'm meant to be. I'm meant to be second. My name is Brian Sumner, and I am second.